Message number 387. Good Friday is the day I desire, and this year especially, to be remembered for what it really means. Thursday, April 5, 2012 at 08:00 a.m. Good Friday is the day I desire, and this year especially, to be remembered for what it really means. My Father sent me into the world and offered me as a ransom to save the world from the fires of hell. I came to serve you, children, not to condemn you. My death was a special grace, free of any obligation on your part other than to accept the hand of mercy given to you by my eternal Father. This gift was offered to allow mankind to receive the gift of reconciliation so that they can be made fit to enter my Father's kingdom. Before I was crucified, I attended a very important Passover supper with my apostles the night before my death on the cross. This Last Supper provides another special gift. The gift of celebrating the Holy Eucharist is a sacrament of love to provide you with a unique gift where you can truly receive me in Holy Communion. My true presence contained in the Holy Eucharist in the world today when celebrated during Holy Mass provides very special graces to those in a state of grace who love me, who receive me. My presence can be felt in a way which will strengthen your faith when you accept my true presence in the Holy Eucharist. If you reject my presence in the Holy Eucharist, you reject one of the most significant gifts I left behind when I came to earth to atone for your sins. I died to save you, and this is in itself a great gift. But I left you a very special gift where you can receive me in mind, body, and spirit. Accept my presence and your soul will become closer in true union with me. Accept me. Do not forsake me. Do not deny me. Believe without any doubts in your hearts that it was because of the love of God the Father that these gifts were bestowed upon you. Reflect now on the real truth of my teachings. Do not accept my crucifixion without accepting the gifts also offered to you at my Last Supper. If you do, you will be starving your soul of the food of the life. Your beloved Jesus, Redeemer of mankind.